Welcome on the call tonight. Welcome on the call tonight. Glory to God. Glory to God. Welcome. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Handorera bosotorera bosanda. Hallelujah. We welcome you tonight. We welcome you tonight. We welcome you tonight. We welcome you tonight from the four corners of the earth. We welcome you tonight. We welcome you tonight. But before we go into prayer tonight, we are going to welcome the Holy Spirit, the leader of all things, the guide for every single person. The Holy Spirit is our guide. The Holy Spirit is our leader here on this earth. When Jesus leaves, he said he's going to send a comforter. And he sent the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit comes to lead and to guide. And he is supposed to be the head of everything that we do here on this earth. The Holy Spirit represents. He is the third party of the Godhead. So tonight we welcome him in this place. We welcome him in this place. Oh, as we condition ourselves to go before the throne room of grace and to go into the heavenlies tonight, we say, Holy Spirit, we welcome you tonight. Holy Spirit, we welcome you tonight. We welcome you to come and to be the leader tonight. Present Holy Spirit, we welcome you to give us invoice and insight. We welcome your presence now. And as we move forward in 2019, Lord God Almighty, our first prayer of the century, Lord God Almighty, we say, Holy Spirit, whatever you want us to do by the Father in the name of Jesus Christ, we will do it. We'll follow your leading. We'll follow your guide. Put everything on our mouth and on our lips that needs to be on there and what's not needed to be to remove. Holy Spirit of the living God, we welcome you tonight. Everything that we do here tonight will be done decently and in order, Lord God, tonight. We will do it tonight, God. We will listen for your leading tonight, God. As we welcome your presence, let everything that I've read praise your holy name. Praise your holy name, oh God. Hallelujah. What I'm going to do, I'm going to turn off the... Yes, because... And that way we don't have that background of that. We don't have the sound. And then I'll be praying and then you'll be praying also in your quiet time. But some people, they're driving and they're going home and their phones are not on mute. Which some of them don't have the time to even pull over to put the phone on mute. So I will mute the phones tonight. And we will go and we will pray tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, there's so much things tonight that we're going to pray for. There's so much burdens tonight, Lord God, that need to be lifted and need to be removed, which you already did before we were born. You did that in the grave, Jesus. Tonight we come and we bow before you and we say, welcome now, Holy Spirit, in this place. Welcome. And as we break bread together tonight, Lord, we give you thanks and we give you worship and we give you praise. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, amen, hallelujah, we cry tonight, God, hallelujah, we cry out to you tonight, God, and first and foremost, Lord God, we just say, Father God, if anyone that's online tonight that's not saved, that's the first thing we want to do tonight, God. We want to say, Lord God, we ask you to forgive us from all sins and unrighteousness. We give our life to you, Lord Jesus Christ. All sins we ask you to take. And from this day forward, we believe that you become our Lord and our Savior. We listen to your leading, Holy Spirit of the living God. And I know tonight, Holy Spirit is not speaking in tongues. It's not about speaking in. It's about the condition. Jesus. 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 Oh, God. Has no power, and he has no anointing. And like I said, there's a lot of people driving on the road, and there's a lot of sounds that's coming in. It would have been perfect. It would have been so perfect if we could go through without the sounds, and let's just pray in one accord and just lifting up and just hearing. But there's a lot of distraction. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to put it back on Q&A. And I want you, wherever you are, in your quiet place, just lift up your voice and just agree with everything that I'm saying. At this time, the noise is not there anymore. I will pray. And if I do hear any distraction, then I'll have to go into Q&A. And as I was saying, we thank you, Lord God Almighty, that we are saved and we are washed in the blood of Jesus. The enemy has no power and it has no authority over our life once we give our life to Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And because we believe in him, we believe in him. We believe that we will not perish, but we will have everlasting life. So tonight, Lord God Almighty, we thank you that we are washed in your blood and we are clean. And because we are washed in your blood, and because we are clean, the enemy has no power and he has no authority over us. No power and no authority us. We are created in the image of Jesus Christ. So now all the Father will see is his image. We are powerful. We are walking in Christ, and Christ is living inside of us. Everywhere we walk, everywhere we go, Jesus goes with us. The Father goes with us. And the Holy Spirit goes with us. We are one with our King. That's why the enemy trembles. That's why the enemy mad. That's why the enemy tries to do what he wants to do. Because once we know who we are, he could huff, he could puff, he could fight, he could tear down, he could smack down, he could do whatever he wants to do. But once you know who you are in Christ Jesus, you cannot be touched. Every single thing that comes up will be rolled off your back because you will know who you are and you are in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus Christ. Tonight we come. Tonight we come. Tonight we come. And let me know. You'll be able to go on the website. You'll be able to go on the website once we're finished tonight. Maybe tomorrow morning to be able to hear the prayer that we do tonight, because it's going to be online under theholytabernacle.com. If you do go in online and it's telling you that the site is corrupt, if you're using your cell phone, all you have to do is to come down and to click. There's a part there that tells you to continue right there in the middle. You just go down there and you click and you continue twice and you will be in the site. You'll be on the website. The devil is trying to do everything that he could do. All day today, my husband was working on the site because this just started happening about maybe yesterday. And I talked to one of our sisters today, and she had the same problem. So you go in, and if you see that, you just continue at the bottom, just follow the prompt, go down to the bottom, click on it, and another click, and go right in line until it's finished, because I think it has something to do with McAfee. That's what they're doing now, trying to secure sites, and that's what they're doing. It may not happen on your phone, but it's going on mine, and it's going maybe the different browser that you're using, okay? So that's going to be fixed. Amen. So now that we save, Let's lift up our family tonight. Let's lift up our family. Let's lift up our family. The word of God declares the generation of the righteous is blessed. Who is your generation that you want to be blessed tonight? Blessed with salvation, blessed with deliverance, blessed with healing. The word of God said, unless the Lord build a house, that house that we build is in vain. So Joshua's declared, as for me and my house, we are going to serve the Lord. So we're going to come tonight and we're going to pray for her household. And we're going to use Joshua 24:15. My house will be saved. My house will be delivered. My house will be set free. My house will be sanctified. My house will have glory. Everywhere they go, everywhere they place their foot, my house, that is my house, that is my generation, they will be delivered. They will be blessed. Going out and coming in, everything my generation do will be blessed because I am blessed. The generation of the righteous is blessed. So Father God, tonight we come and we say, back up, devil, take your hand off our generation. Do not touch our generation. Don't you dare touch our generation. The blood of Jesus is against you. We plead the blood of Jesus on every single doorpost tonight. Wherever you are located tonight, call out your location. Wherever your family members reside, call them out. If you do not know where they reside, go to the continent, the six continents of the world. Even go into the seas continent. Go into Asia, Australia, North America, South America, Asia, Europe, Africa, cover the waters and the land in the name of Jesus. This is 2019 and we're not going to pray the same way as we prayed 2018, December 31st and January 1st, 2018, all the way down to December 31st, 2018. No, we're going to start praying strategic prayer and we are going to hit our target every time. Because we know that 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 we know. And Satan even knows that we know that we know that he's defeated. And the enemy has no power. And the enemy has no authority. So when we come and when we bow before the Father, it doesn't matter what time, it doesn't matter how it looks, we know when we pray. We know the day, the hour, the minute, the time, the second when we pray, even when we even think about it. We know that we have it because we receive from the heavenlies. So we charge our atmosphere tonight. And we condition our atmosphere tonight. And we prune our atmosphere tonight. And we say, our generation has been delivered and set free. And the enemy has no power. And darkness must back up. And light must come forth. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we believe that the Father sitting with the Son. And he declared, let there be light. And effective immediately, there came light and darkness. We call for our generation tonight by the different names. We call them out. If your generation is A, you call out A. If your generation is B, by the last name, you call out the name. Whoever, wherever, whatever, however, whoever, call out the name. Let the Spirit of God move with that name. It's a condition. Let the angel of the Holy Spirit, with the Holy Spirit, go forth and touch the doorposts of every single area that they live. Tonight we declare that our generation is saved and delivered. We call out the Joshuas. We call out the Daniels and the David. We call out the Levites. We call them from the four corners of the earth. The martyrs, the Marys. Oh my God. the Phoebes, La Bosha, Kina, La Bosata. We call them out, God, the roots, La Bande, Ko, Ramatondo, Kolaba. Call them out. Call out your generation. Ima Sondo, Ramoshande. Call out those babies out of your womb. It doesn't have, Barbato, it doesn't have to be your baby. It could be somebody else's baby next door. Call them out. Push them out. Birth them out of the womb. Let them come out of the birth canal tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name that is above every single name tonight. Let the fire of the Holy Spirit come now on your womb, Akala. On your doorpost, in your kitchen, in your bedroom, in your bathroom, on your deck, your front porch, your back porch, your ceiling, your windows. Oh my God, cover the house with the blood of Jesus. Cover the house with the blood of Jesus. Cover your roof. Cover your car with the blood of Jesus. Cover your hand, your feet, your eyes, your mouth, your nose, your ear with the blood of Jesus. Your heart. Cover, 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 cover your kidney with the blood of Jesus. You having kidney problem? Cover your side. Put your hand where you think your kidney lies. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. We call for the barrens tonight, God. People who want to have children tonight, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we speak to the womb of the generation. Natural birth tonight, Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that babies are going to manifest between husbands and wives. La mosi siti na tikota la makoto. No, 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 ma. The word of God, the clear, if we speak in the spirit, and if there's no interpretation, we are building up ourselves, Lord God Almighty. Heavenly Father, Heavenly Father, Heavenly Father, I declare tonight, I declare that the spirit of witchcraft is broken. Every poverty spirit is broken. Every spirit that's not of you, I break it tonight, God. Spirit of wants and needs. Oh my God, every backlash, everything the enemy try to bring up on the generation, I break it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I break it, break it. Generational curse is broken in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. We position ourselves, we position our family, we position our family in the heavens tonight, God. And we sit before you tonight, God, and sit on the table, God. Sit and we hold hands tonight, God. And we call for the generation, Lord Jesus. And we call them out tonight, God. And let them walk, God, in their purpose. Let them walk, God, in their purpose. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. We call out the pastors and the teachers in our generation, God. And the prophets and the apostles, God. And the miracle workers, God. And the administrative offices, God. We call them out, God. And walking upright before you, and they're not, Lord God, sticking back and relying on the beggarly elements of this world, God, but they're trusting and they're walking upright before you, God. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost, let the fire of the Holy Ghost come now and touch us, Lord God, from the top of our head to the bottom of our feet. Let our hands be on fire. Let our mouths be on fire. Let our eyes be on fire. Let our hearts be pure and be clean tonight. Let our feet walk with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Your kingdom come and your will be done in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let it be a fire in the land. Let it be fire in the land. In the name of Jesus. On the doorpost. On the water post. On the water pot. Oh my koshisa kalababokonda. On the kitchen pot. On the oramosatelikota. On the thermoses, God. Everything that we touch, God. On our cooking pots, God. Everywhere that we turn, God. Let our belly, God, wrapped up in you. Let our mouths wrapped up in you. Let our eyes and our hands and our fingers wrapped up in you, God, a generation. Let our generation be clean. Let our generation be delivered. Let our generation be set free. Let man be man and woman be woman, oh God, hallelujah. We bind the spirit of Sodom, alaboshando kolabasete, lamakunishitikito labatokota labahe, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your will now be done, Lord, for our generation. Let our generation walk, Father God, in purity. Let our generation walk in holiness, cleansiness. Let our generation be clean tonight. Hallelujah, God Almighty. Let there be peace in our families, God. Family situation that's upside down, argumentative family. Jealousy in the family. Confusion in the family. Lord God, tonight I come to you, God, in the name of Jesus. And we come and we position ourselves right before you tonight. And we say, tear down every smock and mock, Lord God, in our family. Everything that's not of you tonight, God, tear it down. We repent, we repent, we repent. Oh, la la ta 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 te. Oh, la la bo sanda ka ta 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 ke te ke te ke te. Ha la 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 ta ko to 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 ta te ke te bafiki. As we come into the heavens tonight, God, we grab on every crosses. We call those crosses witchcraft and who believes, who be with you. Father God, we come tonight. We plead the blood over every foot tonight, every toes tonight. Oh God, every hands tonight. Oh God, every mouth tonight. Oh God, even the teeth that we used to eat our food, God. Even the ones, God, even the false teeth tonight, God, everything, God, let it be whole, God. Let us walk in purity before you, Jesus. Father, we see that we are in the last days. No man knows the hour when it is coming, but Lord God, you say in Matthew, Lord God, we are going to see these things taking place, but it says, that's not the end. Well, those are things that going forward is showing us the things to come. That we're at the edge of what's going to happen. Our generation, God. Our generation. Our generation, God. We cry out to you tonight, God. We intercede to you tonight, God. Our brothers and our sisters and our sons and our daughters. Oh, the Mosishi Moko Mama Mama Konde Inana. Our generation, God. Our generation, our generation, our generation. You love families, God. You love families, God. Let's come back together and break bread together, our family, God. Oh, la mosasha maita hatalotuita ya. Families coming together as one. Let it be a unit, God, one more time, God. You created Adam and Eve as a family, God. And you blessed them and you see that it was good. Then you send the second Adam to die. And this is who we give our life to tonight, Christ. We call upon Jesus to be our Lord and our Savior, and he's the second Adam. So we are clean right now in this earth. We are clean, God. Our generation is clean. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. And we call for life. We break down every single barrier in the family tonight, God. That's not of you. Family, God. family restoration, God. Family, God. Every curse has been broken, God, from the roots, God. They walk upright before you. They walk in decency and integrity. They're people of integrity. When they tell you something, God, they mean it, God. We cry out to you tonight, God. And we bind up every lies and every deception tonight in our families, God. Family, God. Family, Jesus. Our family, God. We call them our family, but we are a generational people, God. You know, as we move in different territory and different time zone and different places, God. Let us not get complacent. Let us not get complacent, God. Touch now our families. Touch now our families. Touch now the mind of our family, the ones that's in school. The ones that in school that are going to take tests and things are seeming to be so hard, and touch their mind, God. Touch their mind, God. Give them supernatural vision and understanding and knowledge, God, I pray. Give them the wisdom of Solomon, God. I pray tonight, God, for our generation, God. Teach them how to use their hands, God. Teach them how to be warriors, God. Give them skills, God. Skills, God, that they need for their day-to-day living, God. Open up doors for them, God. The ones that are shut, God, need to be shut. And the ones that need to be open, open it up, God. Lift up our generation before you, God. And we are calling for blessings, Lord God. Healing and deliverance. Healing of their mind. Every schizophrenia, Lord God. Every mind condition that's not of you, Lord God. We bring it to subjection to the word, God. Every suicidal spirit, God, in our generation, we break it now, God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Generational curse. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, the spirit of depression, God. The spirit of depression in our family, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. We bind depression, God. We bind depression, God, tonight. We bind up depression, God. Depression, God. In the name of Jesus Christ. We speak to the spirit of depression tonight. And we command depression to go, Lord God. Ah, mamosoyi kita. In the name of Jesus, Father, we bind up the spirit of failure, every problem, every failure. Everyone that have loss of income tonight, every debt in their life, Lord Jesus, and it brings down depression. We bind it up, God. And we take victory. Take victory, Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That person not going through a divorce. Generational divorce. Generational divorce. Comes from the generation to the generation. We break the spirit of divorce in families tonight. We break bad mouth, husband bad mouth, wife, wife bad mouth, husband don't know how to speak to each other. The pain of sickness and disease, we break it tonight, God. We call for our generation before you tonight, Jesus. We call for your generation tonight. The ones that's going through oppression and depression tonight. Break that tonight, God. Jesus, that's why you came. You came to destroy the work of the enemy. So the spirit of depression is bound tonight. Everybody that's being oppressed tonight, under the sound of my voice, I command depression and oppression to go in the name of Jesus. Put your hand over your head. And if you're in a place where you can anoint yourself with oil, anoint yourself and drive out oppression. Drive out depression and oppression. If you're being oppressed tonight, ye kolabasando lana. Oh, Ramakonda Shatalaba in the kitty. Oh, Mako Sakalamoshanda. When the demons then bring all that fear and unbelief and worry, but because you're being oppressed, because you're being so depressed and you start worrying, and then because you're worrying, you get oppressed. You can't think. You just can't do anything. You feel confused. Bind up the spirit of oppression tonight. Father God, we're talking about our generation. We bind up every evil spirit. We binding up every evil spirit. And we driving them out. Oh God, you anoint us, Lord God of Nazareth. Dear Jesus, you said, you Jesus, you said you was anointed with power. The Amplified said, consecrate Jesus of Nazareth, the Holy Spirit, with strength and ability and power. And you went for doing good. Father God, you left us here to do good. You left us here to do good. You left us here to do good. We will not walk in any oppression, any spirit that's going to vex us and take us down tonight and try to come and latch his ugly spirit upon us. We break it. And we take authority over it, every tormenting spirit, every mental disorder, every physical disorder that come to oppress. In the name of Jesus. We're talking about our generation tonight, God. You have me talking about the generation. We're breaking it. And we wipe the slate clean tonight. From generation to generation. We calling for clean spirit in our generation. We break the spirit of incest. We break the spirit of incest in the name of Jesus. We break the spirit of incest, sexual sin and disease. We bind it up in the name of Jesus. Father, we talking about generational tonight. Generational curse tonight, Father God. We take it to the roots and we bring forth the spiritual chopper tonight, God. And we chopping it down tonight. And we doing a weeding tonight. We going for the, we pruning. And we weeding, and we chopping, and we, oh God, Lord God Almighty, and we doing that damage tonight, God. Oh, God, we're doing it. Springtime is coming, and things are gonna come up. Oh my God, it's gonna come up, because we're chopping, and we're doing a rooting, and we're doing a cleaning, and we taking out all the masks, and we taking out all the dirt, and we taking out all the generation crap, the evil spirits. I'm from a West Indian country, Lord God Almighty. Them people, even when they're building a house, they have all these chicken cut off their head, and talk about they sprinkling it on the ground, driving away evil. So because we grew up in all those stuff, them things following us all over the place, but I'm gonna tell you right now, they will not come in your generation. We plead the blood over them. We plead the blood over them. We plead the blood. Every evil that's assigned to us, we drive it back. We call for poverty. Mm-hmm. Yes, we speak to the spirit of poverty, and we break it in the mighty name of Jesus. We break out the teeth that hold you down, that teeth that come in and have a claw, like a, you know, oh my God, like a lion. Oh God, I want to come in to rip you apart. We tear it now in the name of Jesus, and we say, you back up, and we plead all weapons upon you, and we denounce you. We denounce you, and we call you void and null in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we release abundance tonight. Oh Lord God, we release abundance tonight. In every single area that's there is lack, we release abundance. We release abundance. We release abundance. Every single area that there is lack, we release abundance in the name of Jesus. Amakora. Ele ma korera, ele ma korera, ola la ma korera, rebe le ma kondela, sele le le, ele le ma korera, Ramarore, Berende Colarare, Este Basto Costa, Meste Kende, Sherembe to Costo Co, Ineste Basto Costa Banda Kete Labo A, Yende Le Kitota Banda Shota Kanda Rama Enda, Yeste Le Kesta Busta, Yendeste Kesta Basto Costa Undo Basta Costa, Yeste Beste Costa Basta Rundo Staba Handa, Yeste Beste Costa Basta, Yende Kesta Busta Costa Bala Randa Dada, Yendeste Costo Costo Casta, Yendato Costo Kista Basto Costo Nelemostoko, imamostoko ramanda, istokosto bista kata lamba picota mamba kota, every tabosto kota, inamosto kosto, every tormenting spirit, istabosto shikista balo, nelemostoko, melokostoko ramandoko, iste kisti kando shoto toma lamba, ana ete ete kamata kata, eva koto ko mama, let the spirit of God come in your house, let the spirit of God come in your car, let the spirit of God go in your generation, go Bosto comaline ne mano no na na mano no na mande. Every generational curse broken in the name of Jesus. Broken in the name of Jesus. Broken in the name of Jesus. Broken in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Alcoholic spirit, overeating spirit, temptation, lying, disobedience, everything that want to pop up in our generation, we take authority and full reign today over that. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we move clean. And we break every curse of disobedience in our younger generation. Those younger generation. The Father had us for years. Praying, having a watch for the younger generation. And now we have us on a watch for Pray for America. I want to let you know the generation of the righteous is blessed. And we need to lift up the younger generation and pray for our generation. Release the blood of Jesus over our young Bakushiete. Yes, kishasto kumando kotiti kite. Over our younger generation, if you're a mom and if you're a dad and you have young children, release the blood of Jesus over them. Release the blood of Jesus over them. Release the blood of Jesus over them that they'll walk, that they'll have people in their path. People in their path, living right, mom and dad and uncles and any person in their path, living right and teaching them right from wrong, that they will grow up as people of excellence, people of integrity, people loving God, people want to serve. People want to be givers and not just want to take, but just want to give. Just want to be a giver. Teach the younger generation. Teach your younger generation. Teach them how to war in the spirit. And you know what? I just hear in my spirit, your younger generation could also be somebody who you led to the Lord, or somebody who just gets saved and don't know too much about the Word of God, and you know more than them, they you could take on under your wing and you could teach. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hala. Remokita. I bless the Lord at all times. I bless the Lord at all times. His praise will be continually in my mouth. Break every generational curse. Break every generational curse. Break every generational curse. Break every generational curse. Halamusashokorama. Proverbs 26 verse 2 said, the curse does not come without a cause. Because of sin, we are cursed. But tonight we come and we deliver ourselves through Jesus Christ. We put ourselves on the chopping block right at his feet so we can come boldly to the throne of grace and we can deliver it and say it out of our mouth and declare it. Deliver it in the atmosphere. We can deliver it loudly in the atmosphere, boldly, and we can say we are free. No curse anymore. We walk free before our King, and we know when we are set free, we do not go back and do the same thing, because the enemy will come back in that place that was once clean. With evil people are even worse enemies than himself. So, Galatians 3:13 said the curse has been broken because Jesus Christ placed it on the tree. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Go into every root. Chop down every tree or trees that's not of you, Lord Jesus Christ. Chop it down now. Chop it down now. Chop it down now. In the name that is above every name, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. In the name that is above every single name, Jesus Christ, the Son, Jesus Christ. I want you to stretch your hand out, and I'm going to pray. Father, now in Jesus' name, we come before you tonight, Lord, and we thank you for grace and mercy. We thank you for joy and peace. We thank you for love and grace. We thank you for every single thing that you have died, Jesus, for us. We walk now in every blessing that you have provided for us. We thank you, precious Holy Father, that in you we move and we have our being. Certainly, there is no other God before you. You are the great I am. You're the one that's more than enough. You are the giver of life. In you we move and we have our being. We are strategically planted in you. Father, in the name that is above every single name, touch, 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 the deliver, and restore. Deliver and restore us to a rightful place. In Genesis 1, where you could once say again, it is good. Everything that you have created is good. Tonight, you want us to pray with you? You could *6 on your line, and I'll be able to take your call. If you have a prayer request, you could also *6, and I'll be able to take your call. If we do not have any calls, I will just pray and I will finish for the night, and I will get in touch with you, send you the information for the next call. Hallelujah. 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 Father, we thank you. Father, we praise you. Father, we thank you that the Holy Spirit is here and he comes for a witness. And we are going to go forth with the power of the Holy Spirit and the fire of the Holy Spirit moving through the land where we can call it our Jerusalem, our Judea, and our Samaria. Heavenly Father, we bow and we pray tonight. We thank you that Jesus Christ is seated at the right hand of the Father. And we are looking forward to the day when we can go and be one with him. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray tonight, Lord God, and I thank every single person who was online tonight. I thank you. Go for it. Lift up your generation. Go to the Bible. Get out some promises from God. Read them back to him every single day. Close your eyes. Open your eyes. Whatever you have to do. Get yourself acquainted with Jesus Christ himself. He loves you. He cares for you. He only wants the best for you. He has created you for fellowship. And he wants you to worship him and fellowship with him. Go to the source. He is your source. The Holy Spirit will lead you to him. The Holy Spirit will lead you to him. Get up every morning. Get up every night. Get up every evening. And welcome the Holy Spirit in your presence. The Father said, whatever you ask in my name, I'll do it. Why? So that the Son may be glorified. So ask tonight. And he will do it. And then turn around and thank him for it. I used to pray one time, somebody gave me this thing when I was riding on a bus from Springfield. I was in Springfield, working in Springfield, and was riding on a bus, and this lady gave me ACTS. And I said, what is this? I said, action. She said, yeah. A is for adoration. The C is for confession. The T is for thanksgiving. And the S is for supplication. Heavenly Father, tonight we give you the ACTS tonight. And we ask you tonight, Lord God, let us now be seasoned with your word. Let us our mouth come alive with your confession. Let your word be on our lips like the honeycomb. when it's time for fire, let it be fire out of our mouth, that it may be able to go for and drive out every muck that the enemy will want to bring upon us. Father, I thank you. I praise you. I worship you. I give you all tonight.
I thank you
for the people that's online. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you and I praise you. And as I say goodnight tonight, I say shalom. Shalom, everyone. Happy New Year. God bless you. God, may his face shine upon you. And may he give you peace, where there is no peace. May he give you joy, where there is no joy. And let him be your strength, because he will always be your wall, where you need strength. Where you need vigor and vitality, he will be that source. He will be that person for you. Today, let us walk in our purpose. Let us continue to stride. And let us always ask forgiveness when we need it most. I love you tonight. God bless you. Have a supernatural rest of the week. I will keep in touch wherever you are. I pray. I'll send some of the warmth from here in Florida to you guys. I tell you, I love you. I love you. And God bless you. Have a supernatural night. Amen. Amen. Good night.